Hey everyone, and welcome back to Heal Your Attention Span. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and if you're anything like me, you probably realized that relationships can be a bit of a roller coaster sometimes. You know those moments when everything feels amazing, like you're on cloud nine with the person you're with? And then bam, suddenly, there's a misunderstanding, a fight, or just a plain old awkward silence. Ever feel like navigating those ups and downs is like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded? Well, today we're diving into something super powerful that can seriously upgrade your relationship game. Emotional intelligence. It's not some fancy jargon you need a doctorate in psychology to understand. Think of it as your emotional GPS, helping you navigate those rocky terrains and reach smooth sailing with the people who matter most. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Leo, relationships are complicated enough without adding another layer. Trust me, I get it. But hear me out, because this stuff can actually make things so much easier in the long run. Here's the deal. Emotional intelligence is all about understanding your own emotions and then being able to recognize and understand the emotions of others. It's like having a superpower that lets you read between the lines, anticipate what someone might be feeling, and respond in a way that builds connection instead of creating conflict. 5 key takeaways. 1. Self-awareness is your superhero cape. Before you can understand anyone else's emotions, you need to get a handle on your own. Take some time each day to check in with yourself. What are you feeling? Why are you feeling that way? Journaling, meditation, or even just taking a few deep breaths can help you build self-awareness. 2. Empathy. Stepping into their shoes. Ever heard the saying, walk a mile in someone else's shoes? That's empathy in action. It means trying to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Active listening is key here. Pay attention not just to their words but also their body language and tone of voice. 3. Emotional regulation. The calm amidst the storm. Emotions can be like wild horses sometimes, running amok and throwing us off course. But developing emotional regulation skills is all about learning to control those impulses, staying calm under pressure, and responding thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. It's a skill that takes practice, but trust me, it's worth it. 4. Effective communication. Bridging the gap. Communication isn't just about talking, it's about truly connecting with another person. Use I statements to express your feelings clearly and avoid blaming or attacking. Be open to hearing their perspective, even if it's different from yours. 5. Building strong bonds. It's a two-way street. Relationships thrive on mutual respect, trust, and understanding. Show appreciation for the people in your life. Make time for quality connections, and be there for them through thick and thin. Think about a time when you were struggling to understand someone's emotions or they seemed to misinterpret yours. Maybe it was a friend who got upset over something you didn't intend, or a disagreement with a loved one that left you feeling frustrated. What if, in that moment, you had been able to step back and really try to see things from their perspective? What if you had taken a deep breath and responded with empathy instead of reacting defensively? That's the power of emotional intelligence. It has the ability to transform those tense situations into opportunities for growth and deeper connection. Now, I want to challenge you. Take one of these insights and put it into action today. Maybe try journaling about your emotions or practicing active listening in a conversation with someone you care about. Remember, even small steps can make a big difference. We've covered some pretty powerful stuff today, haven't we? Developing emotional intelligence is like unlocking a secret code to stronger, more fulfilling relationships. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are absolutely worth it. So go out there, be kind to yourself and others, and keep that emotional compass pointed towards connection. Until next time, remember, heal your attention span, one meaningful relationship at a time. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. After all, spreading the love is what it's all about.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.